I call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for November the 19th, 2012, to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mike Brown.
Here.
Katie Capilini.
Here.
Doug Hayneum.
Here.
Sandy Hussman.
Here.
Mark Lukey.
Here.
Todd Milner.
Here.
Mary Westfall.
Here.
All seven members of City Council are present, therefore a quorum does exist. I welcome you to our City Council meeting this evening. There are agendas on the two side tables if you need one of those for your work. If you want to address council, please let me know by raising your hand and I'll recognize you at the right time. And at this time, I invite you to join us in our Pledge of Allegiance, led this meeting by Mrs. Capilini.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We are now to additions to the agenda, and distributed at your places this evening was an addition. It is proposed ordinance 63-2012 to make changes to the administrative, departmental, and divisional organization of the city. I'd like to add that as number nine, ordinance 63-2012. And that is going to change some of the work upstairs in the finance and clerk of council's office. And the reason for that, and it's appropriate to remind you at this time, this will be Margaret Lindner's last meeting with us as clerk of council. And we have in attendance tonight up at the table Sharon Booker, who the mayor is proposing to be the new clerk of council. You should really, well, you want a secret ballot? And we're going to make some changes to the work assignments up there, and we're actually putting more on Sharon than Margie by combining some jobs. That's why Sharon is grimacing. But we are making some improvements, and we'll discuss that in agenda item nine. With that, Mrs. Westfall, any changes or additions?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I do have a couple of additions. I would like to schedule a safety committee meeting.
I'll make that 7A.
And then I would also like to do a report out on the Finance and Buildings and Grounds Committee meetings today, authorizing a bid.
Let's make that agenda item number 10, authorize bidding.
That's it, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, you also scheduled a Finance Committee meeting to discuss the budget. We'll put that on the agenda as 8A.
Okay.
It's referring the budget to the Finance Committee and setting a meeting.
Thank you.
Other members of council, Mr. Lukey.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I have a report from the Economic Development Subcommittee meeting this evening and a potential recommended piece of referral to the Board of Directors.
We'll make that agenda item 7B. Mr. Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to add that we have had a utility environment meeting. I'd like to give a report on that meeting and then also recommended legislation for the law director.
We'll make that 7C. Mr. Hayneum.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to add a discussion of our sign code and a referral to zoning and annexation.
All right. Sorry if I make that 8B since you said the words referral.
Absolutely.
Okay. 8B will be zoning and sign code. All right. Any further items from members of City Council? Seeing none, Chief Rodas. Mr. Schreier. George isn't over there. I miss George. George is recovering at home from an illness. He was in the hospital last week, but is successfully home, but not able to attend yet. Mr. Aller. Mr. Moe?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
All right. Is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and the agenda is approved as amended. Moving on to agenda item 4, approval of the meeting minutes from our meeting on November the 5th. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Unless there are any corrections, I move that the Journal of Minutes of the November 5th, 2012 meeting of Sylvania City Council be approved as submitted.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that the meeting minutes from November 5th, 2012 be approved as submitted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Moving on to agenda item 5, you have in your council packets proposed resolution 16-2012. This was requested legislation as a resolution adopting a levy endorsement policy. Mr. Lutke.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. This came out of the Community Relations Committee after our last round of requests last month to endorse a variety of levies, both from Sylvania but also countywide. Committee felt that it was appropriate to develop some ground rules for future election cycles. We requested the Law Department to develop some legislation, and the resolution you have in front of you is the result. It was in the packet. Hopefully people have had a chance to see it. I just have one recommendation, just the language. I don't know how we want to do this. Do we need a second amendment if we just have some...
I think
the spirit of the discussion, and I'm looking at the very top line of the second page, that the levy proponents should be prepared to discuss the impact the levy will have, I would suggest, on the citizens of the city of Sylvania as opposed to the city of Sylvania. I think it's we're not acting in our own interest but that of the community. So, with that said, may I read the resolution, Mr. Mayor?
Mrs. Hussman.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just want to make sure we're clear that item number 3 that Mark referred to, it's on the front page as well, that discussion that it alludes to there, be prepared to discuss, that is to be done at a city council meeting.
So we're adding to item 3 a discussion at a council meeting the impact of the levy will have on the citizens of the city of Sylvania.
Is that the case?
Yes.
Is there anything else? If not, Mr. Mayor.
As modified, I'd offer.
Yeah, I'd like to introduce resolution number 16-2012 as modified. Members of the council have received copies previously in there for our title only, adopting a levy endorsement policy. Waiving the second reading, declaring the same.
We moved and seconded that modified resolution number 16-2012 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Move final passage of resolution number 16-2012. Second.
We moved and seconded for final passage of modified resolution 16-2012 as an emergency measure.
Some discussion?
Mr. Hainem, discussion.
We just had a committee meeting in which we talked about gas rates and electric rates and chose not to tell our neighbors how to buy what the best deal was on gas and electric service.
We'll give them all the information we can, but we can't predict the future.
I also don't think we ought to be telling them how to vote, that we ought to be directing them to investigate these issues. I think this policy is better than what we have, because I don't think most people get here in time, and we'll see if we observe that 30-day limit. I don't think that's our business. I still don't think it's our business.
If I may, Mr. Mayor, I'd like to say, for the record, the discussion in the committee centered as much around the fact that what this does is provide a public hearing for these levies in our community as it does in endorsement. So I think, Doug, even if they don't end up getting endorsed, the process of discussion and presentation by the levy proponents is something that our citizens can benefit from.
I agree.
You know, in the reporting of the meeting, as well as online. So I think, you know, that's a place that can serve as a resource.
I don't believe that this resolution implies or requires council to make a recommendation. You can make your choice after you receive the information, whether you choose to endorse or not endorse, and it is not required by your resolution, or even implied.
Mr. Mayor, I think it also gives us a golden opportunity to speak to someone who's in charge of bringing that forward to us and get some questions answered firsthand, which may or may not encourage us to vote yes or no, or say even if our citizens should do so, that we can get information.
All right. Any further discussion? It's been moved and seconded for final passage of modified resolution number 16-2012 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And resolution 16-2012 is approved. Moving on to agenda item 6, you have in your council packets resolution number 17-2012. This is to declare the official intent and reasonable expectation of the City of Sylvania on behalf of the State of Ohio to reimburse its capital improvement fund for the 2 million gallon elevated water tank project with proceeds of tax exempt debt of the State of Ohio. Mr. Mallor, can you say that a little briefer?
In shorter terms, basically what this document does, anytime you receive a loan from the Ohio Public Works Commission, this resolution is a requirement of the document. It basically indicates that the city has intent to repay that loan. If it's strictly a grant, this document is required. I was getting ready to apply for a first disbursement from Hope to get the CLM project. I have a checklist that I go through on OPWC projects. As I was going through the file, I noticed that this had not been done. I came into this project midstream. Some of the work had already been done. As a matter of practice, it doesn't happen, but as a matter of practice, when I bring the agreements to council, if there are loans involved, this document will also be up in there. So I get it done. That didn't take place with the previous service director. It doesn't make it wrong. It's just I noticed that had to be filed. So we now need to do that in order to start to see the disbursements. And it's just to verify our intent that we understand we're getting a loan and understand that we have to do
that. We haven't done one of these OPWC no interest loans for some time. We actually have just under $500,000 in grant and just under $500,000 in the no interest loan from OPWC, and we're very fortunate to have those. The construction cost of the water tower is a little less than $3 million, and if you've not driven out there, I can report to you that a lot of progress has been made through this construction season. The foundations are in, and the poured concrete column is up to its full height, which is the bottom of the tank. And the project is on schedule. The water pipe stand column is still in the middle. You can see how high it's going to be. And the crane's still on the side of it. But the project's proceeding very nicely. Moving right along. Okay. We do need to pass this resolution. Mr. Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce resolution number 17-2012. All members of council previously receiving copies, I read by title only. A resolution declaring the official intent of the reasonable expectations of the city of Sylvania on behalf of the state of Ohio, the borrower, to reimburse its capital improvement fund for the 2 million gallon elevated tank project, OPWC project number CL110 and CL120, with the proceeds of the tax-exempt debt of the state of Ohio, waiving the second and third reading and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that resolution number 17-2012 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Well, final passage, resolution 17-2012.
Second.
Been moved and seconded for final passage of resolution 17-2012 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and resolution 17-2012 is approved. We're on to agenda item 7, which is committee reports, and we have had three items added on to this. First one is 7A, Safety Committee, schedule a meeting. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to schedule a committee meeting for the Safety Committee, and that would be a meeting with me, Mike, Doug, and Todd. And so, Todd, you kind of... Did you have complications with the 28th and 29th?
Yes.
In the morning?
And the city.
Okay. How about on the 26th?
That's a possibility. Or what about before council? Is that too...
No, that's fine.
Third, that would be later the date for you.
Well, I wonder if we ought to... We're scheduling a couple meetings, right? So Safety Committee and Zoning and Annexation.
I always just safety, zoning.
Yes.
Yeah. And zoning. So that's fair.
Maybe we could, let's see, who's on that? That's not much of an overlap, I guess. Well, let's just schedule this.
Zoning would be, Doug, Katie, Sandy, and Mark. So how about the 26th at 8 o'clock or 8:30?
8 fine.
For safety?
For safety.
8 a.m. on the 26th?
My.
I was thinking if you wanted to do two meetings, if you do it like you did tonight, I think that worked really well. Like
right before council?
And save everyone time and energy to schedule both meetings for the prior to December 3rd.
Well, I think we're going to want to talk about the... I would like to talk about the Zoning Annexation Committee issue before our next council meeting. In fact, I wonder if we could... How long will your finance committee be?
30 minutes.
I wonder if we could do it when we have our finance committee meeting on the 27th.
Let me suggest something.
Maybe we could stack them all. I don't think very long.
Well,
you know, 20, 15 minutes.
That's the one that wanted to start at 5.
Yeah.
I could do
earlier. Yeah.
So then that could give us this is the time to save the
I'm sorry, I lost track of what date you were talking about.
Well, we were talking about doing zoning. Could we do zoning, finance, and safety all on the 27th? And stack them?
Well, I think we can. I think the finance committee meeting will take some time.
We could do zoning at 4:30.
Yep.
What? I'd rather not try to do something after the finance committee meeting. I think that it'd be a lengthy meeting. And Todd, I don't think you were ready earlier, so can we stick with that 8 o'clock time on Monday morning?
Yeah, that's fine.
Mike? Doug, I know that adds a little layer of confusion for you, but
no, that's okay.
I think I'd rather not.
On the 26th?
26th at 8.
You're going to be safe.
Safe.
I'll be safe.
In this room?
In this room.
And what's the topic that we're going to talk about?
And that is to talk about police fleet.
Police what?
Vehicle.
Okay. So the safety committee meeting is set for next Monday at 8 a.m. Is the 26th.
I think, yeah, we'll schedule that. I think that's when we'll do that.
All right. Yeah, we'll come to that one in a minute here. Anything else, Mrs. Buckball? Okay, then 7B, Economic Development Subcommittee, Mr. Lucci.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. The committee met this evening at 6. I discussed three issues, which will be very quick. An update on the Down Pennsylvania Association and the circulation of the Pennsylvania Business Survey. But the substantial key piece of discussion is around a proposal by Fogelmeyer Design to provide some consulting services that would kind of support the economic development activities downtown. Especially allowed for the fact that the original goal was to secure a sweep grant, which is now discontinued for an indefinite period, but which is now would be to help identify other opportunities for grants. I think Mr. Hanen tried to say question the necessity of this, and the cost, thought that it may be appropriate to by staff, perhaps public market enterprise opportunities to bring to the city that might result in a contract for them. We tried to talk a little bit about the fact that this would be appropriate with the Fogelmeyer to supplement our city staff, and although it might be appropriate to revisit the contract and have it focused more directly on grants as opposed to staff. The committee voted to recommend the council to direct the law direct the fair legislation to approve the contract as revised, but then again, Mr. Sanford might have to streamline a target contract. And that was something that, so unless the committee members have a different take on that, we will make the motion to direct the law direct fair legislation based on what Mr. Sanford could make in terms of revised.
Okay.
Okay, so
that's a motion.
Second.
All right, all in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you.
Sorry, it's stuck to the end of the day. Anything further?
No,
we'd be helpful. And moving on to added agenda item 7C, Mr. Brown, utility.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Tonight at 6:23, we held a environmental and utilities meeting to discuss a proposal from Republic Services to supply lidded containers for recycling in the city of Sylvania to help with the problem we have with recycling blowing all over the place during windy days. There will be no cost to the city for these containers. In the agreement, the city is going to extend the contract to Republic for 3 additional years, and the scheduled price increase on 9/1/2013 will not go into effect. We talked about the size of the containers, 96-gallon containers, and we also found out that there are 65-gallon containers available, So we're asking the public to provide both 65 and 96 gallon containers that would suit, you know, each one of the individual residents, you know, based on their space and their recycling needs, and Republic agreed to that. I was happy to that we will finally resolve the problem that we do have with the litter caused by the open containers. And it was recommended that we recommend to the administration to prepare legislation to accept the proposal of Republic Services with the changes of the 65 and the 96 gallon containers being available. And that was what was discussed on recycling. Second part of the meeting was we talked about all the different pieces of information our citizens are getting on both electrical and gas rates, and that's all due to deregulation. The law director is going to discuss the matter with Mark Fry, and they're going to try to come up with a formal response that we can put in both the Country Journal and on the website on how the citizens should handle these requests and possibly where they can go to get additional information. It was discussed that it's not place of either the administration or this council to recommend to the citizens on what programs they need to be in, but we would try to give them the information that they could use to make the best decision for their needs and their own families. That was in our meeting is over with at 6:50. I would like to make a motion that we authorize the administration to prepare legislation to accept the proposal for Republic Steel Services, authorize them to start the purchase and of the either the 65 or 96 gallon containers for our next city council meeting.
Second.
Seconded to have the law department prepare legislation authorizing this change and extension to our recycling contract. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and we'll have that for you.
I need one for the record. Recycling, based on their proposal, will not be every week. We'll go to every other week, and that needs to be out there.
Mr. Mayor, I also understood that the extension was for the entirety of the contract, not just for recycling, right?
I can't answer that one. I leaned over and asked the law director that. Mr. Aller?
Yes.
It is for refuse as well.
Refuse and recycling.
Because it was a combined contract.
That was my understanding.
And the, well, that's another clarification then, Mr. Aller. Does the refuse contract also remain unchanged next year?
Yeah. Yes, refuse does remain unchanged.
All right. Well, that helps our budget. Yeah. Very good.
We made a recommendation and Mary seconded.
Moved and seconded to prepare that legislation. Is that correct?
Correct.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. We'll have that for you.
Thank you.
Okay. That's all of the committee reports that I have at this time. But we do have a couple of committee referrals. We've added an 8A finance, setting a budget, a meeting to review the budget. This is Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We were able to set that meeting together, and we will be meeting on Tuesday, November 27th at 5 p.m. here in Council Chambers for an initial review of the budget.
Mr. Schroyer, does that work in your schedule? We need you at that meeting.
Thank
you.
I will also be
Thank you. All right. We also have an agenda item 8B for the zoning committee to refer changes to our sign code to the zoning committee. Mr. Hayner.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, thank you. I emailed the council today, and I know that, I don't know if everybody got to see that or not, but we have some litigation that was initiated this summer when we pointed out that our sign code currently has a time limitation on it that limits the display of temporary signs to a period of 70 days before an event and 7 days after. I've been thinking about this for a while, and I, apart from the merits of the litigation, and without regard to the litigation, I think at the time that this event happened, there was very clearly a presidential campaign going on with candidates for both the Republican and Democratic Party appearing locally, and I think within days of this issue coming up in Bowling Green and in Toledo. And I think in retrospect, I think that time limitation that we put into our sign code unreasonably restricts free speech. Apart from any litigation issue, I don't need a judge to tell me that we were impinging on the free speech rights of our neighbors. And with that in mind, regardless of whatever this judge has to say, I want to do away with the current temporal limitations that we have in our sign code. I think we have some, we clearly have some interest in aesthetics in the community, and that can be addressed and should be addressed in the way the signs look. But what I would like to bring to the Zoning and Annexation Committee to look at is a modification in the sign code to eliminate those temporal limitations, but making clear that regardless of how long you have it up, you got to have it. It's got to look good. That's something that we have a legitimate interest in. So with that in mind, I would like to refer the proposed amendments that I circulated to council today to our Zoning and Annexation Committee for further consideration. And I think we just discovered that we can do that on the 27th at 4:30.
All right. This is a referral, Mr. Hayner. I probably ought to have a motion referring that issue to your committee.
Mr. Mayor, I move to refer the issue of an amendment to the sign code, as I've discussed, to the Zoning and Annexation Committee.
Second. We moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and that item is referred to the Zoning Committee for a meeting on November 27th at 4:30 p.m. in this council chamber.
Thank you.
And all these committee meetings that we've set need to be properly posted. Any further committee referrals to be made at this time? If not, let's move on to added agenda item 9, which is proposed ordinance 63-2012, making changes to the administrative, departmental, and divisional organization of the city. I don't have Mr. Eichenauer here to describe this, but this was done in consultation with Mr. Eichenauer. It was his plan. As already announced, Mrs. Lintner is retiring at the end of the month. You're all invited to a dessert reception for her on the last day of her employment here, I believe it's the 30th, at 3 p.m. in the afternoon. Sharon Booker, who's sitting at the table, and who I recommend as the new clerk of council, will be assuming the Clerk of Council responsibilities. And it is the administration's proposal that we increase the pay rate, the pay grade of the Clerk of Council from 17 to 18, and at the same time eliminate Sharon Booker's previous job. So we are combining two jobs together, paying more for the remaining employee. You will find that this is going to be a theme in the next few months as we have more employees retiring, and will help with the city's budget quite a bit. We believe that all of them that we're looking at will work out, but we'll take it and see how these work out. But I do recommend Ordinance 63-2012 to make those changes. And I don't know whether the law director has determined that you need to accept Sharon as your Clerk of Council, or the mayor makes the appointment?
This is the mayor's appointment.
Okay. She is a existing employee with the City of Swain, is doing a wonderful job with the finance department, and you just couldn't do any better, no doubt about it. She served a similar clerk role for Monclova Township, but will be bringing, responding to the city's different requirements here, and has been studying this position for a couple of months. So with that, I need for Mr. Lukey to introduce Ordinance 63-2012.
Right. You know, I'd be happy, Mr. Mayor, to add this passage, to take a motion to support your appointment if you want that.
Not a bad idea.
Yeah,
it just seems appropriate that council approve that.
Right. But first, let me introduce Ordinance Number 63-2012. Copies have been made available to members of council, therefore I'll read by title only. Revising the administrative, departmental, and regional organization of the city and the codified ordinances thereof by amending Sylvania Codified Ordinance Section 139.02 to change the class grade of Clerk of Council from grade 17 to grade 18, by amending Sylvania Codified Ordinance Section 129.01D to delete the position of Administrative Assistant Finance, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Been moved and seconded that Ordinance Number 63-2012 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I'd like to move final passage of Ordinance Number 63-2012.
Second.
Been moved and seconded for final passage of Ordinance 63-2012 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and Ordinance 63-2012 is approved. And then to fill this position, the mayor has appointed Sharon Booker as the new Clerk of Council and asked for your agreement with that appointment.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to move that we support the appointment of Sharon Booker to the new Clerk of Council.
Effective December 1st.
Second.
And moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and Sharon, congratulations.
I'm not sure this is a job or a sentence.
And again, we've been very fortunate to have Margie Lindner serve as our Clerk of Council for many years, and I encourage all of you whose schedules permit to come to that reception for her on the last workday, November 30th at 3 p.m.
And we thank Margie.
Absolutely. Let's move on to added agenda item 10. This was a request to the administration for council to authorize bidding of improvements at the Maplewood Marketplace. Committee report might be made by Mrs. Westfall, and perhaps Mrs. Hussman can make the motion as Chairman of Building and Grounds.
Perfect. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Today, the committee's Finance Committee and Building and Grounds Committees met, and all members of council were present, as well as many members of the administrative team. And Mayor, staff presented a case for a build-out of the Maplewood Marketplace. There is a tenant interested who has potential for coming into our area. The space is a 6,500 square foot space, and there has been an agreement, a verbal agreement only reached in terms of lease, rent, and improvements. So now we really are in a position where we need to go out to bid for the renovation of that space. And the recommendation came from council that we bring that, I mean, came from the committee meeting that we bring that to council tonight. And with that, I'll go to the
Mr. Mayor, I move that we authorize the clerk to advertise for bids for the improvements at the Maplewood Marketplace.
Second. It's been moved and seconded to authorize the clerk to advertise for proposed improvements at the Maplewood Marketplace. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and we will bring you the results of those bids back to our second meeting in December on December 17th. Thank you. That's the end of our scheduled agenda. You do have in your council packets a few other pieces of information. I always comment on the one from the Division of Taxation. You'll note that our tax receipts still are ahead for the year. They're now ahead about 3.75% after the course of the year so far. You have a printed schedule for your city council meetings next year based on the decisions you made at our last meeting. Three of those meetings have been changed, and a couple of them through the summer months have been removed from the schedule. This schedule also shows the planning commission meetings each month as well, which are scheduled to fall between your two city council meetings. As a final item, I'd just like to add a report that I was in Woodstock along with 16 members of the Sister City Commission over the weekend and representatives of our police department and police explorers group. We were very warmly received up there and participated in their annual Santa Claus parade. The weather was as balmy and nice as I've ever had. Last time I was there, we had horizontal snow out of the north. This time it was dry and much warmer. There was a Sister City float riding right behind Mayor Pat Sobeski and myself in the parade that we had representatives on and they had representatives on. It was a very nice event. We had a Sister City dinner following that. I think our Sister City relationship is back growing because their former fire chief and now City Councilor Ron Frazier has taken this on as a project to strengthen the relationship. And Mayor Sobeski and I shared many discussions over the weekend about the ways that our governments are similar and share difficulties, but also the way we are basically different. They accept authority from a higher level of government much more readily than we do. They have a school board that serves four counties, and they're talking about the school board expanding. I can't imagine that happening in the state of Ohio. And they seem comfortable with receiving direction from above based on their previous government with the with Great Britain. And they shared with me the fact that their independence from Great Britain as a Commonwealth nation came shortly after the Civil War because of concerns and comments of the United States government or Congress that Canada should become a part of an expanded United States. I guess I didn't know that. So that was interesting. I also met with about 20 curlers from Scotland, and they really do speak like that. They were on a rotary tour through Ontario. They have a 56-year tradition of exchanging teams every 2 years between Ontario and Scotland, and they happened to be in Woodstock, and I visited the Woodstock Curling Club on Sunday morning and met these gentlemen, saw their historic trophies and saw the kilts and listened to the pipes being played as they marched down the ice towards the glass. You watch it behind the glass, and also the drinking of the traditional shots prior to the first stone cast. And I'll give you one guess what the shots are. Scotch whiskey, that's correct.
You expect nothing.
So it was a delightful weekend, and I encourage all of you next year as Sister City events come to participate in it. There is a lot of information and broadening of your horizons that can come from it. We talked at length about labor contracts, taxes, our tax systems are different, and policing, their policing is not local, that's controlled at the county level as well. But there are a lot of similarities about raising funds and responsibility that you can learn from it. And I can report that their new road to attach to a new Detroit River crossing is already well under construction. Earth moving's done, they've already plotted the path. United States, on the other hand, just finished up connecting the Ambassador Bridge properly with I-75. They want that, boy, there were a lot of trucks on that bridge yesterday afternoon lining up to bring their goods to the United States. That bridge carries 1/6 of the trade between the United States and Canada and certainly needs to be supplemented with a new bridge recently approved by the citizens of Michigan, but to be paid for by Ontario and Canada. So it's a wonderful development there. With that, is there a motion to adjourn? And moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and this council stands adjourned until its next regularly scheduled meeting on Monday, December 3rd at 7:30 p.m. Thank you for attending. And if the student from St. Ursula needs anything from us, come on up.